You're listening to Apricity, Chapter 10, Winter Wasn't Done Yet. When Stephanie opened the front door for the kids to go out to the bus, they were met with the sight of 6 inches of snow on the ground.
What the?
Levi shouted.
Mom, I need my boots!
Emery said in a panic. You're fine. You don't have time to change your shoes. It will likely be melted by lunchtime anyway, Stephanie comforted.
But Mom!
Emery whined.
I need my boots!
The bus pulled up in front of the house and Stephanie gently pushed Emery out the door behind her siblings. Emery stomped her foot and stood on the porch for a moment. Then she sloshed towards the bus. The slush splashed as she stomped through it. Some of the slush hit Trey in the butt and he shoved Emery. She fell down in the wet snow. Stephanie prayed Emery would just get up and get on the bus so she wouldn't have to walk out there in her PJs and socks and pick her up out of the slush and put her on the bus. Emery was too embarrassed to bawl in front of the kids who were watching out the bus window. Charlotte pulled her up and they got on the bus. Emery looked pretty soggy. Phew, Stephanie took a breath and said a quick prayer of gratitude in her head. About 30 minutes later, Stephanie's friend, Heather, knocked on the door. Stephanie was going to watch Heather's 4-year-old twins while she went to an OB appointment. After the appointment, they were going to go to the aquarium together.
Who's shoveling your walks?
Heather asked. She had curled her long, sleek brown hair and was wearing too much lip gloss. I don't know, Stephanie answered as she looked out towards the driveway. Someone wearing a gray coat with the hood up was shoveling her driveway. Their back was to her, so she couldn't see who it was.
Dark hair, beard?
Heather said. Is it Chris? Stephanie smiled.
Who's Chris?
Heather asked with a tone of playfulness in her voice. That's a difficult question to answer, Stephanie said. Let's call him a friend, I guess.
Ooh, a friend, huh?
Not that kind of friend, Stephanie said. Be nice, he's going to the aquarium with us.
He's kind of early, isn't he?
Heather asked. Stephanie put her hand over her face. That's my fault. I didn't really tell him what time to come over. Heather looked at her phone.
I gotta run. We'll talk later.
She hurried down the steps and through the slushy driveway.
Hi, Chris,
Heather said to the mysterious snow shoveler as she passed. He turned to glance towards the house. Sure enough, it was Chris. Stephanie waved. He waved back, then picked up another heavy shovel of snow and tossed it. After about 45 minutes, Chris finally came up to the door. He knocked, so Stephanie opened it. What happened to you just walking in? Stephanie asked.
I wasn't sure if that applied to mornings.
He was breathing heavily like he had just run a race, and his hair was wet from sweating. Do I have your child? Stephanie asked.
Yeah,
he answered.
You better, 'cause I left her with you.
Then you get to walk in, Stephanie replied. Chris nodded and walked past her. Amara was playing on the floor in the living room.
Dada!
She said and put her hands up for him.
Marmar!
He took off his coat and picked her up. Chris gave her a little squeeze, then turned to Stephanie.
Was she good for you?
She slept all night. She didn't wake up until about 20 minutes ago, Stephanie reported.
Seriously? Way to go, Mar!
He said to her, bouncing her a little. She giggled. I guess winter wasn't done yet, huh? Thanks for shoveling, Stephanie said. Then she added, although I think it's going to be melted by noon, so... Chris squinted at her. She could see he hadn't thought of that till now, but knew she was probably right.
It's fine. I needed the workout anyway,
he shrugged. So I forgot to tell you the aquarium doesn't open until 10, and I'm watching my friend's kids while she's at an appointment, so we'll probably go around 10:30. Does that still work for you? Stephanie asked. She was worried he was going to change his mind if he had the chance.
Sure,
Chris said.
I think I'll go home and shower again, then. The snow is freaking heavy.
Okay, I can keep Amara while you go, Stephanie offered.
I better take her. My mother-in-law had a tizzy when she found out I had left her with you.
Why? She's your kid, not hers. She doesn't get to say what you do.
True, but as long as I live in her basement, I have to listen to her complaining. I'd rather just avoid making her mad. If I show up with Amara and then shower and leave again, she won't know that I'm with you again, and I won't have to worry about her making more comments about you.
Does she think we're a thing or something?
I don't know what she thinks.
He scratched his head.
She It's kind of crazy, honestly.
His stress wrinkles deepened as he talked about his mother-in-law, and Stephanie wondered if she was a major cause of his stress lately. So, if she doesn't help with your kids, then why do you still live with her? She asked. But as she did, she realized she was being too nosy.
Well...
Chris sighed.
Dying of cancer is really expensive. We sold our house and moved in with her when Katie got sick. But after a while, we realized we were going to have to declare bankruptcy anyway. Or, I guess just me. There was a GoFundMe and we got, like, I don't know, a bunch of money. Instead of paying towards medical bills, we decided after she died I would declare bankruptcy and then use it as a down payment on a house or apartment or something. But apparently, the government owns all your money when you declare bankruptcy. And they took the money from the GoFundMe, too.
That's terrible. Stephanie was truly outraged. So when my husband dies, I get $500,000, and when your wife dies, you get ridiculous amounts of debt? That doesn't seem fair.
You got $500,000 when Jason died?
Chris asked, surprised. Yeah, it's called life insurance, Stephanie said.
I know that's what it's called. I guess you guys were the smart ones.
Yeah, well, I paid off the house and minivan, and then we lived on it for a bit, but now it's gone. I don't get much from Social Security, so we're racking up the credit cards now. Who's the smart one?
Now I really feel bad for eating your food.
Don't. You paid for it.
Wait, so you own your house?
Yeah.
Like, straight up own it?
He looked pretty excited about that. Yes, all except for the taxes.
That's pretty cool. That's smart.
They looked at each other for a moment.
When do you graduate?
Chris asked. August, hopefully. But it's going to take a while to get back on top of the credit card debt. Stephanie rubbed her face as the stress of everything started feeling really heavy again. Chris nodded, lost in thought. After a moment, he said,
I'm going to shower. I'll be back. 10:30, right?
Stephanie nodded. When Heather got back, she asked,
Where did your cute friend go?
He went to shower, Stephanie informed her. He's coming back. You think he's cute?
Yeah, don't you?
Stephanie didn't answer, so Heather asked another question.
Okay, so where'd you meet him?
The park.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, are you guys dating?
No, I just watch his kids while he works. That's all, I swear.
Whatever you say,
Heather said. Chris came back. He didn't know that Stephanie's friend was going to the aquarium with them and didn't look too excited about the idea. As they walked in, Chris insisted on paying for Stephanie and her boys.
I thought you said you weren't dating,
Heather whispered to Stephanie as Chris pulled out his debit card. I swear we're not, Stephanie whispered back. One of Heather's girls tugged on her sleeve.
I need to go bathroom.
Amara saw the first fish tank and ran in. She was completely enthralled. Matthew and Caleb joined her in pointing at the colorful fish. See, I told you she'd love it, Stephanie said to Chris. He nodded. Right after Heather paid, she dashed to the bathroom with her girls. Look, Amara, fish, Stephanie cooed.
Ish, ish,
Amara parroted. Chris smiled at Stephanie.
I think she's been talking more since she's been going over to your house,
he said happily. Well, there are a lot of people to talk to at my house, Stephanie said.
Oh, she said banana yesterday,
Chris reported excitedly.
Na, 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 na,
Amara mimicked. Caleb giggled.
No, Amara, that's not a banana, that's a fish. Ish,
Amara said.
She has her checkup next week,
Chris told her. You'll have to let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
Chris sounded melancholy, and Stephanie wondered why. After a moment, Heather rejoined them. Chris, who seemed to be feeling awkward, walked ahead with Amara. He put his hand out, and Amara grabbed a hold of his two fingers with her tiny hand. Heather leaned over and said quietly,
Wait, is he wearing a wedding ring?
Stephanie looked again at Chris's hand. Sure enough, he had his ring on again. She wondered if he had been wearing it since the day he noticed her looking at his hand and had put his hands in his pockets. She wished she had been more observant. He put it back on, Stephanie said to herself.
Stephanie, do you have a thing for a married guy?
Heather said incredulously. Stephanie couldn't help but smile. No, he's not married. Not really. She didn't sound convincing.
What does that mean?
Heather asked. Stephanie smiled again.
You do have a thing for him,
Heather continued, forgetting to whisper this time.
So why is he wearing a ring? He is still married, isn't he?
Chris glanced over. No, Heather, he's as single as I am. Be nice. Stephanie was annoyed. She walked away from Heather towards Chris. He took off his ring and put it in his pocket. You do not have to take your ring off. I'm sorry my friend is being an idiot. Chris rubbed his neck. He didn't put his ring back on. Stephanie and Chris walked side by side through the exhibits for a while, watching the kids ooh and ah at the jellyfish. Heather had become preoccupied with chasing her twins, who were running up and down the stairs to the emergency exit. Amara was having the time of her life. Her little blonde curls were as crazy as ever. Stephanie could see her happy expression reflecting off the glass of the tank full of jellyfish. Katie must have been blonde, Stephanie commented.
What?
Chris said, surprised. Well, with two little blondies, she must have been, because there's no way they got it from you. Chris pulled out his phone. He opened a picture. In the picture, he sat in the grass with Caden on his lap. Next to him sat a pretty woman with curly dark brown hair, holding a small baby. Stephanie looked back at him in surprise. Chris said,
I was blonde as a kid.
No, I was blonde as a kid. There's no way you were blonde as a kid, Stephanie responded.
Well, I don't have a picture of that, but I was. I swear they're both mine.
I don't doubt that, Stephanie agreed. Amara has your eyes, and Caden, he wrinkles his nose the same way you do. Chris chuckled.
I don't wrinkle my nose.
Yes, you do, Stephanie said. Caleb came over and grabbed Stephanie's hand.
Mom, I want to go see the sharks. Please.
You okay with these two? She asked Chris. He nodded, so Caleb and Stephanie walked across to the next exhibit. A moment later, Heather and her girls came over.
He took his ring off,
she whispered. I know. He heard you talking about him. Stephanie felt bad for Chris.
You know what that means, though?
Heather said. Yeah, it means he heard you talking about him, Stephanie repeated.
No, it means he likes you,
Heather clarified. Stephanie suppressed a smile. He can't like me, she said simply.
Why not? Is he gay?
No, that's not what I meant. Stephanie was really regretting the whole situation. It had been Heather's idea to go to the aquarium, but she wished she could have just gone with Chris.
Hey, Steph.
Chris called from the next tank over. Stephanie's mind flooded with memories of Jason. He was pretty much the only one who ever called her Steph, and he rarely called her anything else. She shut her eyes and tried to push the memories away. She opened her eyes and looked towards Chris. He looked worried. What's up? She asked. He pointed at Amara and Matthew. They were both making fish faces at a couple of big catfish. It was adorable. Stephanie laughed.
Did it bother you that I called you Steph?
Chris asked.
I'm sorry.
Stephanie flinched and shook her head shortly. Chris looked at her out of the side of his eyes. She clenched her teeth. She could see him looking at her in her peripheral vision, but pretended she couldn't as she kept looking at Matthew and Amara.
Do people not call you Steph?
Chris asked quietly. Only Jason did, Stephanie said shortly.
I'm sorry,
he stammered. It's fine. Stephanie forced a smile and shook her head.
I guess I need a new nickname for you. What about Annie?
He quipped. Annie? Stephanie was confused.
Yeah, Steph Annie. Made sense to me.
Oh, like Annie, she laughed.
Or just Anne,
he muttered, still thinking about it. After a while, the kids got tired of looking at the fish.
I'm hungry, Mommy,
Caleb whined. Heather said,
we should go get lunch at the aquarium restaurant.
I should get home. I have work I need to do.
Stephanie didn't have the money to go get lunch, so she declined as well. As she walked out to the parking lot with Chris, she trepidatiously asked, Chris, why did you take your ring off?
Oh, well,
he stammered.
It just felt a little less like cheating not wearing a ring.
What did? You mean like a date or something?
No, I haven't been on a date in a long time, but I'm pretty sure you don't bring your unpaired friends along.
True, Stephanie agreed. Honestly, we could have done without Heather. Chris just sort of glared at Stephanie to show his irritation. But you didn't know she was coming along when you said yes, Stephanie pointed out.
I didn't say yes. You coerced me, remember?
He corrected. Oh, yeah, Stephanie felt stupid. She changed the subject. So, should I plan on your kids on Monday?
No,
Chris said shortly.
My mom's coming back tomorrow. She's planning on watching them.
Stephanie felt way more disappointed about that news than she realized she would. Okay.
Besides, aren't you coming to class on Monday?
He asked. Huh? Oh, I totally forgot. We have a test. Shoot. Yes, I will be there. I'd better study.
Hey, Steph.
He cringed and quickly added.
Annie? Sorry, I forgot.
It's fine, Stephanie grumbled.
Anyway, please don't act like you know me or anything.
Stephanie nodded. Of course.
We should probably just pretend like the last 2 weeks never happened.
Stephanie screamed in her head, wait, what? But she just nodded again and forced a smile.
Okay, bye,
he said. Then he carried Amara over to his SUV and started putting her in. Stephanie turned around so Chris couldn't see her face. Now she felt really stupid and utterly disappointed. She scooped up Matthew and grabbed Caleb's hand. Careful to keep her face turned away from Chris's car, she walked back to her minivan and started loading the boys in.
Mommy, why are you crying?
Caleb asked. Because I miss Dad, she said shortly. Stephanie felt so lonely she could barely breathe. That's the end of season one of Apricity. I hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, feel free to share. And don't forget to hit follow. We'll be back soon with season two.